Visit them at NILOFarms.com.
Brookdale Farms is open for all of your favorite fall activities. Get into the season with hay rides, corn mazes, and so much more. Just a short drive west of St. Louis, Brookdale Farms has something for the whole family. The petting zoo, playground, and inflatables are perfect for the kids, and you can knock out all of your fall needs with pumpkins, gourds, and more at the Pumpkin Patch. They're open Wednesday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., with pumpkin sales open on Monday and Tuesday. Check out all of their seasonal activities at BrookdaleFarmsInc.com.
It's tough keeping up with the evolving technology of today's business environment. GFI Digital has you covered, offering the latest in copiers, managed print, and customized IT solutions for every business need. At GFI Digital, we make technology simple.
Diana from Neustetter's Fine Jewelers here to remind you, we don't just offer the best pieces, we offer one of the last master hand engravers in our country. My father can create timeless, personal, and unforgettable pieces. Come by our showroom at the corner of Big Ben and Doherty Ferry or learn more online at wowdiamonds.com.
Brookdale Farms is open for all of your favorite fall activities. Get into the season with hay rides, corn mazes, and so much more. Just a short drive west of St. Louis, Brookdale Farms has something for the whole family. The petting zoo, playground, and inflatables are perfect for the kids, and you can knock out all of your fall needs with pumpkins, gourds, and more at the Pumpkin Patch. They're open Wednesday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., with pumpkin sales open on Monday and Tuesday. Check out all of their seasonal activities at BrookdaleFarmsInc.com.
The Village Bar is open Monday through Sunday, noon to 8 p.m. for curbside pickup, and the dining room is now open. Get a couple burgers for yourself, or their quart-sized chili is perfect to feed the entire family. Located at 12247 Manchester Road in De Pere. To order, call 314-821-4532.
This year has caused us to start asking the tough questions when it comes to our financial futures. And Joe Roussevens of FRA Trust is one of the most credentialed people in his field. His team is the best at income planning, estate planning, and managing taxes. They have the experience dealing with people from all walks of life. Don't be one of the 62% of people that don't have their affairs in order. Get these secrets before it's too late. Claim Joe Roussevens' dynamic new best-selling book, Take a Step, at TaxFreeStep.com.
Thank you, Kate. Stay tuned, folks. I have a massive warning for everybody about what not to do. What not to do with your cell phone or computer or iPad. Whoa.
Way to go, Bill.
Don't do what I did.
LemonParty.org?
No. Worse.
Actually, way worse.
Sausage. That's the least of it.
In the rear.
Oh, that's the old one.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the October 14th edition. I'm blaming Tim for this because he's the one that told me there was such a site. And if he hadn't told me that, I wouldn't have pulled it up. October 14th edition Opinions Playhouse brought to you by First Community Credit Union. Over 40 locations, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. And I have an offer. You have 16 more days to take advantage of it. And then another limited offer. You probably have a little longer than that, but it won't last forever. Comes around once a year. Hopefully I got your attention. We'll tell you all about them. But first,
hey!
Let's start with the control board, the heartbeat, the center of the show, and the man who runs it. He spent 19 years as a resident of Great Britain, 10 of those living in Birmingham, England. He is Trevor Limestone Limey. Philip, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Behind the coronavirus-proof glass with another guy who we'll introduce in a moment is the, man we're always glad to have in the studio and thrilled when he decides not to go northbound or southbound or westbound or... Bill Cleveland, say hello to everybody.
No, I'm the only one that doesn't. But hello, everyone.
Also behind that same 6-inch thick bulletproof glass is Dan Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area with over 40 locations in Missouri and Illinois, including some Walmart locations. They have great rates right now on car loans and home loans. Plus, take advantage because it's ending soon. You can get a home equity loan starting at 2.75% for the first 12 months. And if you move your car loan to First Community Credit Union, they will give you $100. First Community Credit Union, a great place for all of your banking needs. To find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
This next guy, you know, you look at Donald Trump and people say, where does he get the energy? He gets up early, does these rallies, he'll hold a press conference. Well, there's only one other person I know who has that kind of work stamina. That would be this guy because he has three jobs and he juggles all three. He's the head of research for this show. He's the newsman for this show. And then there's another one that has nothing to do with this show and it consumes the rest of his time. He's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Hello and a big thank you to the law office of Scott Sherman. Scott's a regular guest every Thursday on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Here on 590 The Fan, and Scott Sherman is the kind of lawyer who tells callers all the time, shoot me an email. And if I can't help you, I know a lawyer who specializes in your situation, does it all the time. Licensed in both Missouri and Illinois, the law office of Scott Sherman. For some free initial legal advice, make sure you tell them your AM and the PM and shoot them an email. LawOfficeOfScottSherman@gmail.com. Once again, LawOfficeOfScottSherman@gmail.com. And always remember, the choice of a lawyer is an important one and shouldn't be made solely on an advertisement.
All right. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Rat Boy showed me the most, well, not the most disgusting. I just had looked previously at the most disgusting thing I'd ever seen. He showed me the second most disgusting thing. It's a site that he goes to regularly on his computer, and it's a weird fetish. People who like to have sex with, what is it?
Cheese.
They have sex with cheese.
I hope it's Swiss cheese.
Oh, I get it. I get it. The holes.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he sure
swiss afterwards. I don't want to see any more of that, Brad Boy. Keep that to yourself. No, thank you. Would you please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra? Yeah. Brought to you by First Community Credit Union. As you just heard Dan Strauss mention, a couple of great offers right there in front of you for you to just take advantage of. One is the home equity loan, where for the first full year, 12 months, your rate is 2.75% APR. Now, in order to qualify for that, you have to apply before the 31st. What is this, the 14th? That's 17 days. That's it. 70, end of the month, Halloween. It's over. You missed it. Don't say we didn't give you plenty of warning. We've been talking about this for about a month. 2.75% for the first 12 months of that loan. All the terms and conditions are on their site. I'll give you that in a moment. But wait, there's more. And here's the more part. Move your car loan from wherever else it is, if it's not with First Community Credit Union, move it to First Community Credit Union. And for that, they have a little gift for you. It's $100. You say, what's the catch? There is no catch. They give you $100 for moving that loan. There is a second bonus to that for many people, and for lots of people, here's what that will be: a lower car payment, because for many of you, you're going to find out that your rate just got reduced. It's lower than it was at the old place. That is not uncommon and happens often. So even if it didn't, if you pay the same, you just got $100, but there's a good chance you're going to get the $100 and a lower car payment. Who wouldn't want to look into that? Not you, because you're AM and the PM. Of course you want to check it out. And when you do talk with the folks there, you know to tell them that you are, in fact, AM and the PM. So two great offers, the home equity loan, the $100 gift and possibly lower car payment if you move your car loan over. And I don't know when that offer is going to end. They bring it out every year, and the end result is a lot of new members, but it's not going to be around forever, and then you got to wait another year. So jump on it. Why not? Who wouldn't want a lower car payment? That's possible. And who wouldn't want $100, which is guaranteed? First Community Credit Union. You can find out more at firstcommunity.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, Lafayette.
He's here today. And we have no idea what he's going to share with us. If it's some place to go, a game to play, something to do, we don't know. We'll find out as you do, and we're about to do that right now. He's brought to you by Window World. We say this regularly, but we want to make sure that you understand. This really is the number one selling replacement window in the country. And why would anyone not include it when you're shopping for replacement windows? That would be crazy. You're not going to do that. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com for more. Folks, here's Bill Claflin. Bill, how are you today?
Well, I'm good. Thank you. Sorry. I have to move the microphone a little bit. Sorry. I usually do that before we go on the air, and I forgot. My apologies.
Tearing the desk apart.
I will keep this short because I really want to get to your story
Hold on. Your segment's going to be shorter today?
Yes.
Whoa. Oh, come on.
So we can get to your story.
Come on. My story is very quick. It's a mistake. I made a mistake.
Yeah, but
it's going to be a fun story. I'll tell you the story now. And then
Let's just wait.
I made a mistake, folks.
We'll get to it.
A great mistake.
I made a mistake.
I just want to be on the record as saying Frank tried to show me what he was going to talk about, and I ran in the other room.
You headed for the hill.
I sure did.
You bolted out of the room.
Yes, I did.
I tried to run away from myself.
All right, so I took a road trip yesterday to Defiance, Missouri. And Defiance, Missouri, people who live out in that area will already know what I'm going to talk about, but for those of you who do not, went to the home of Daniel Boone, and he lived out there. And what I think is cool about this property is even if you don't, you know, it's not just the home that he lived in two times during his life and right near the very end
of his
life.
Daniel Boone was a man, yes, a big man, and he fought for America to feed me. Oh, let me do it again. A big man, and he fought for America to keep all Americans free.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Who played Daniel? Was it Ed Ames? Was he?
Fess Parker.
No, that was David Crockett.
Oh.
Is he the guy that wore the raccoon hat?
That was Boone and Crockett. But I think Daniel Boone was played, I want to say, Ed
Ames.
Didn't
he die in the Alamo? Who died in the Alamo?
That was David Crockett.
Oh, right.
I'm pretty sure. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Bill.
Sure. So you mentioned his hat. So he did not wear a coonskin hat.
Frank just said
that. So that's a lie?
That is a lie.
Wow.
That is not true.
But Davey did. Davey Crockett did.
Now, so he wore a raccoon hat, not a...
That's what a coonskin cap is. Coonskin is raccoon skin. It's a raccoon fur. That's a coonskin hat.
Not made from possums.
Yeah. You wouldn't call a possum for
Boone
a hat.
Boone has, let me educate you.
Okay.
Boone has often been portrayed sporting a hat made from the skin and fur of a raccoon. But in fact, the frontiersman thought this type of headgear was unstylish and instead wore hats made from beaver.
A beaver on his head.
What's the difference? Why is one unstylish yet the other one?
I think the beaver hat was a little more flat, maybe.
Yeah, and any of those people who wore beaver hats famous now? No. The guy who wore the coon hat is.
Hey, thank you. Yeah.
Well, I'd say Daniel Boone's pretty famous.
Yeah.
That's
what I just said. He just wore a coon hat. Like a raccoon hat.
He
wore a beaver hat.
That you can't prove that.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. The Daniel Boone home. What's neat about this is you can go and you can see the house, but they also have this entire village of historic buildings that they have moved and put in this big area. So you basically can walk around this entire village. And this would be great for kids, especially now because you're looking to do stuff outside.
I just did some research.
Yes.
Technically, to be perfectly accurate, he wore a Jerry Mathers hat. That's what it was called.
Mm-hmm.
Beaverhead.
Get it? He was Beaver. On Leave It to Beaver.
I did not get that. He gets, sorry. You should get a Ram Shack.
Well, you're a young, dumb millennial who went away for 19 years to live in. They probably didn't even show Leave It to Beaver.
Now, Frank, let me tell you why that is funny.
Yeah, nobody would get that.
I don't think you have to.
So this village that they have, and this is all run by the St. Charles Parks and Recreation Department. I think they got the land from Lindenwood University in 2016. And it's great, and it's all outdoors. A lot of the old buildings are open, so they have, you know, a really cool old chapel. They've got this old one-room schoolhouse. They've got a carpentry shop. They got a grist mill, the old post office. There's an old covered bridge out there. And, again, it's all open, so you can go and explore and let your kids run around and see the stuff. They do have guided tours of the house.
Why is defiance called? Isn't defiance kind of a negative term? He was defiant about.
Yeah, he was defiant.
What kind of name is that for?
Well, I mean, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. Like, you know, the Americans at the time were defiant against the British, and now we have, you know, United States of America. So
yeah,
okay,
there you go.
Sometimes it has some positives.
USA.
Okay.
Now you'll love this, maybe. Daniel Boone's rifle. So he learned how to use the rifle at 12. At age 12. And
well, again, Davy Crockett wins because Davy Crockett, as it says in the song, killed him a bar when he was only 3. Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. Born on the mountaintop in Tennessee. That's Davy Crockett, and he killed a bear at the age of 3.
Who would win in a cage?
He wins.
Yeah, no kidding.
Who, Davy or Daniel?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So Daniel Boone's, his rifle had a nickname, okay? The rifle's nickname was... Tick Licker.
Tick Licker?
And the reason it was called that...
Wow.
Yes. Say hello to my little Tick Licker.
That doesn't exactly have the punch it needs. Say hello to my little friend.
The reason it was called that is because they said he was such a good shot that people joked he could shoot a tick off of a bear's back.
What? Hello. Why Licker?
That is
why does that make him a tick licker?
Because it just rhymed.
Gave him a licking.
Just reporting the facts here.
Tick yeah, licker. It just rhymed, mm-hmm. Probably.
Tick licker.
Tick licker. Yeah. Say that.
Now, Frank, do you know Daniel Boone? Do you know why he was famous? Well, there were a few reasons, but the main reason. He was a pioneer, but do you know what he was credited with settling, exploring and settling?
Boone's Farm Wine?
I
don't know.
The state of Kentucky.
Ah.
Yeah.
And Crockett was Tennessee.
It was Tennessee. He left the United States in 1779. Do you know where he went in 1779?
When he left
the United States in 1779.
I guess so. France?
He went to Missouri.
Wait a minute.
Because Missouri was not part of the United States until...
Trick question.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, thought you'd like that. That's it. You mentioned the TV show that he had. But if you have kids and you're looking
for... Who did play Daniel Boone on TV?
I don't know.
Fess Parker, who died in 2010.
Dan, you were right. Oh. He played both then.
Ed Ames.
Ed Ames.
And Darby Hinton.
Okay.
Darby.
So Fess Parker actually played both. Fess Parker was Davy Crockett in the movie, the Disney movie. And he was Daniel Boone, too. And Ed Ames was also Mingo, but I don't remember where he was Mingo.
That's Flash Gordon.
No. Ed Ames was Mingo, and he was like Daniel Boone's friend.
The Daniel
like
Boone TV show, Ed Ames played Mingo, not Daniel Boone. My apologies.
Okay. Then who played Daniel Boone?
Fess Parker.
Okay.
In the TV series.
We got it. And in the movie, played Davy Crockett. We got it now.
All right. There you go. So this place has got 300 acres, so really big, and it's all free, except if you want to take a guided tour of the house. It's like $8 to go through it, but really cool. And if you have kids and you're looking for something for them to do, either on the weekend or during the week.
Tell them what you told me. This is the house Daniel Boone lived in for, what, 15 minutes or something?
No, he lived, I can give you the exact date. He lived there twice during his life. Most notably, the last years of his life. So his son actually built the house, and then he moved in with his son. I can't find the years right.
It's
in front of me.
It's a pretty small house, isn't it?
I don't think it's that small.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No, I think it's a nice house. But no, he lived there twice during his life. But no, not just for 15 minutes. So he lived there for, I want to say 8 or 9 years.
Hmm. Well, I thought you told me he lived there 1 year and. It was an unimportant year of his life, or when he was 10 or something. I guess I misheard.
That was another Bill that said something.
Yeah, it was somebody else.
Yeah.
So there you go. I'm Bill Cleveland.
Bill.
On the road and on 590 The Fan.
Thank Thank you, Bill. Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Elima, do you know who Pat Boone is?
Relation of...
Well, he's actually a direct descendant of Daniel Boone.
Right, yes.
But he was a very famous singer in the 50s into the 60s, rivaling Elvis Presley in popularity. And Pat Boone is still alive. He's in his 80s, and he does commercials for walk-in bathtubs. He's still around. And
oh,
I played that guy? Yeah.
I know that guy.
Pat Boone.
Yeah. Huh. Right on.
He was famous for white shoes, wearing those white, Cousin Eddie white
buckskin shoes. And milk. Drinking milk. He was the pure, wholesome rock star, and Elvis was the bad boy.
Did he try to make a comeback as like a...
Yes.
I just remember seeing him at some award show in leather pants or something.
Disaster. Yes. It was a disaster. But he's still around, and I got to tell you, still looks pretty good for his age. He was a huge star, and I played golf with him a couple of years ago.
You did?
Well, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, yeah.
Wasn't Debbie Boone, that was his daughter?
You Light Up My Life, the most irritating song ever, and they played it over and over. Find it. You know the song, Limey?
Nope.
Light Up My Life. You'll hate it. Even if you've never heard it, you'll hate it, and we hated it because we had to hear it 100,000 times.
My life, Debbie Boone.
You let it. You so many nights.
You
Oh, wait, you hear this? Oh man, I got sick of this.
So many nights.
I still remember it. I heard it so many times. My window,
waiting for someone to sing me his song. So
Tim's dogs are whining again.
No. Imagine now, Limey, being a young person, hearing this on the radio every 15 minutes. Turn it up. Here we go.
It's a good slow dance song.
Okay.
Oh, man. Yeah, I got so tired of this.
Wasn't this like every school dance or anything you went to?
Yes.
Cop a feel right about now.
every pop or rock station played it. Oh, that's Debbie Boone, who is Pat Boone's daughter. And as I said, Pat Boone is like the great-grandson of Daniel Boone. So there you go. And now you know, as Paul Harris used to say, and I love it when he did, the rest of the story.
I think that's the song. What? I can't believe you just said that because you just... I think that's the song that my dad got arrested one time in St. Louis, and he called my grandma Rose and said, I'm in jail, come get me. And they were playing music over the intercom. She goes, you're not in jail, you're at a GD bar. I can hear the music playing over there. She hung up on them.
Oh, man.
Because they just started playing music in cop stations.
Okay, and they played that song everywhere.
Yeah.
There you go. And when I said everywhere, there it is, even the police station. So here's what happened just moments ago.
Oh boy,
Dr. Doug's fault too because he took us out. That is, and so we I don't even know how we stumbled on this.
Doc was talking about a chimp attacking him
on top of him.
Right.
And I said it sounded like the chimp was having sex with you. And then Tim did some research and
Doc said I wonder if there's chimp porn.
Okay, and you did some research.
I did.
And there's not only chimp porn.
And I was
porn,
afraid to click on any of the links.
There's porn with people doing it with animals. And folks, this is not a joke. There are sick weirdos who do it with animals. So Tim says, oh, here's some of the sites. Like an idiot, I went to one of them, and sure enough, you can't look at it but like 10 seconds.
Oh, excuse me.
You'll go blind.
The phrase that you uttered right before you went to it was, I said, Frank, here's the sites. I don't want to see this. I'm afraid to click on it. I'm not afraid. Tell me the name of the first one that pops up. I'm not afraid.
Well, I wasn't until I saw it. And then...
10 minutes later.
No.
And now your eyes are
warm. No, less than a minute. And then, if you've ever...
Paper towels are missing.
Usually you can clear your history on your phone. I tried to clear it, and it just started popping up all these animal sex sites. I couldn't stop it.
He had a chimp virus.
So Dr. Doug gets on the phone with one of his sons, who's an MIT genius, and he helped me clear this garbage off my phone. Now, if the FBI ever looks into my phone,
Here's the good news. They'll see that, and they'll be able to see this, that I watched it for like 20 seconds.
I think they keep track of IP addresses and all that stuff that like show up on
I don't care because they'll see that I got out of it and rid of it as fast as I could. But it was like my phone was on fire and it burning me.
I heard in this little room back here, Frank mumbling, "Oh my God, I'm in trouble.
I'm not kidding. I couldn't believe it. But don't ever pull up any animal porn sites because you can't get rid of it. Thank you, Ricky from MIT, for telling me how to clear that stuff off my phone. Now, I think it's clear. Tonight, it'll come on by itself in the middle of the night, and I'll start hearing dog, and then I'll look over and it's playing more videos. So the moral is don't ever do that. No,
more. Oh, my God.
So
they were doing it human style.
I'm sure we can go for a while with these jokes. Ralph Lauren is 81 today. Ralph Lauren, and I'm sure most people know he's a designer and a very successful one, has a car. I went online and looked at his car collection. He has a $350 million car collection.
Oh.
You've never seen anything like it. My son showed it to me. He goes, "Dad, I found this car collection." The garage is, the floors are like marble and the walls are white. It looks like the most pristine, bacteria-free, sterile car storage place ever. And $350 million in McLarens and Ferraris and Lamborghinis. They're all, most of them, either red or black. It's beyond belief. So happy 81st birthday to Ralph Lauren. My wife yesterday had what I thought was a very interesting question. She says, "What would that be like to be a bear, and when it starts to get cold, you just eat everything you can and then go to sleep for like 3 months?" And that's what they do. They hibernate for, what is it, 3 months or something?
Most of winter, yeah.
How about that deal? Well, snakes kind of do. You're a former exterminator. There are animals that go underground, and they don't come back out till it's spring.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to eat enough. I'm sure the metabolism is slow.
Fun fact, apparently when snakes go into hibernation, they're not actually hibernating because they don't sleep. They're still awake. They're just dormant. That's what I've been told.
This wildlife.org website says bears can hibernate as long as 8 months without eating from their den.
That's probably got to be up there, like up in Alaska or somewhere, Canada.
Do you poop? Do you eat? Do you not drink?
No. They eat a bunch of grass beforehand, so it plugs up the butthole so they don't poop while they're asleep.
You're kidding me.
Deadly serious.
You know how many calories these bears eat before they go to sleep every day? They eat like 30,000 calories a day.
Wow, that's probably got to be salmon and stuff like that.
And then they just yawn and go to sleep.
No.
What?
There's no carbs. It's all protein.
Whatever. They said 30,000 calories.
There might be carbs in fur. I'm not sure.
I'm blocked up.
The part they didn't have, they didn't include the part Limey just shared where they blocked their butthole.
Because
you don't want to sleep while, you don't want to poop while you're sleeping.
And
that's
if you're
going to
be sleeping
good.
For 8 months, you're thing, probably going to poop a couple of times. So, you know, that's what they do.
Imagine that first one when they wake up.
Oh, man. It's like I've been sleeping for 8 months. I got to go to the bathroom.
It's like that elephant video. I think Danny even put it on the Facebook page.
Oh, God. That
green thing out of the elephant's butt. Did you put that on the show's Facebook page?
Yeah, Dan did.
You do, folks, don't go to our Facebook page and watch that.
No.
Don't do it.
Don't.
You see an elephant getting an enema.
Yeah.
Don't watch it. You'll be. You won't be able to sleep if you do that. I was supposed to have my blood taken, like a blood workup today, and it's a fasting blood panel, so you're not supposed to eat.
Oh,
and I forgot, and I got up at 3 o'clock this morning, and I ate something, and that screwed
Oreos.
The whole.
Oreos?
No.
Cheese.
Raw cookie dough.
Raw cookie dough.
Hidden milk duds.
I ate some graham crackers, no milk duds, cookie dough and graham crackers. And so then I had to cancel and reschedule it for tomorrow, and I won't fast. This time I won't eat for like, 12 hours. I don't know what that's supposed to do, though. It's blood. I don't understand.
Well, I think it does your sugar and your blood.
Yeah. And so they're trying to see how good it is.
I'll do it tomorrow. Now, in the category of just bad luck, sometimes you say, well, that guy just, he just got bad luck. Well, that's this guy. This guy in Nevada, He's the first known case of somebody who had COVID and got it again.
Oh, I heard that.
Now, usually you're immune once you get it. No, not this guy. He's only 25 years old.
And I think the second go around is a little worse.
No, he said apparently it is worse. He said it's much worse the second time.
Apparently an old lady in England has already got it twice and she just died. So
okay, but in this country, it says American. You're right. First American confirmed reinfected. 25, and he has now recovered from the second. Don't you know he's thinking, oh, man, not a third time.
Yeah, right.
If it was worse the second time. I can't take this three times. I don't know if Tim had this. I think you did. The San Diego Padres player who was stabbed outside.
He used to play for the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tommy Pham.
Stabbed. Is he married? Yeah. Is he married?
I don't know.
32, stabbed outside a gentleman's club, which is a strip joint. And not at like 2 in the morning. It was just right at about 10:30.
He's not married.
This is like the second time he's been stabbed. I think he was stabbed by a family member or something.
How many people do you know who were ever stabbed once, much less twice? That's another case of, bad luck. Now, I'm not...
The New York Post has video of it.
Ooh. Of him getting stabbed.
Uh-huh. Bloody video.
How many times does he get stabbed?
Wow. I don't know, but it pierced all three layers of skin. I know that.
Oh, stabbed in the back. Now, this next thing, I'm not hip or with it, so if I ask you, Limey, you're the hippest one in the room. M-E-H, if somebody sends out a tweet or a text, what does that mean? It means I don't care.
It means I don't care. I'm not interested. That isn't really important. It means just meh.
So you know David Crosby, and Tim should know this, David Crosby got in trouble because he tweeted out apparently about Van Halen, Eddie Van Halen.
Yes.
And man, the rock world came down on David Crosby.
Well, David Crosby's kind of a...
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, an idiot anyway.
He's out there. And then there's a lesson here for everybody. And the lesson is, mind your own business. Up in West Seneca, New York, a couple of people got into a confrontation over the mask thing. A tavern, there's a surprise. And the one guy, who's 65 years old, ends up after they get in the mask. It's a typical, hey, where's your mask? And one guy goes, F you, I don't want a mask. The other, well, you better put a mask on. And they get into it, and a 65-year-old shoves the 80-year-old guy. He falls back and hits his head and dies. Now, because you didn't mind your own business, you got a murder charge.
Is that manslaughter because it wasn't premeditated?
I would think it's manslaughter. He's going to prison.
Idiot.
So, before you just walk out, if you don't like that somebody doesn't have a mask on, just leave. Don't get in somebody's face because one thing leads to another. Now, guy gets knocked down and you hit your head the wrong way and you're dead. That's it. So his life is ruined for a long, long time. Here's an interesting little tidbit. This woman, Lisa Robertson, went and got a coronavirus test for her daughter because her daughter's an athlete, and this is in Virginia. The pharmacy where they had the coronavirus test done charged $35 for the nasal swab test and sent it off to a lab. The lab billed this woman's insurance, and she got a chance to see the bill, even though she didn't have to pay it. You want to know why we pay so much for things and insurance is so expensive? The lab billed her insurance company $864 for the test.
Good grief.
Now, there's no way that it cost $864 to just stick the swab in the thing of positive, negative. Yeah, $864 or so. You ever wonder why things are overpriced? There's one example of why. Lowe's is offering drive-up trick-or-treating. I don't know. If you're a kid, is that how you want to trick-or-treat?
There's some drive other stores that Lowe's are doing that, too.
Now, folks, this is America. We got to get back to, if you're going to trick-or-treat, trick-or-treat. Go door-to-door, house-to-house.
Hashtag
house.
Halloween.
Yeah, no kidding. And then Cinnabon, the best smell in the world, anywhere there's a Cinnabon.
True.
Is going to be offering in, well, a few markets to roll it out, the a line of frozen foods under the Cinnabon, and breakfast items like Cinnabon pecan ooey gooey rolls.
Oh,
and
man.
Sausage.
So I'll be able to take them home and buy them. I can like pick them up at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Health foods.
I can smell a Cinnabon a mile away. If I'm in an airport and there's a Cinnabon, it could be three concourses away. I'll find my way there. That it really is like the greatest smell ever. And then Apple has a product. I don't know if I have the name of it. It's part of their secure video line.
I think you need that now after that.
What it does is, I think I mentioned this the other day, if somebody comes to your door or even calls you, on your TV screen that you're watching is the picture of the person who's at your door, or a picture of them if they call on the phone, if you have loaded, like on your contacts, if you load a picture. Yeah. So while you're watching TV, you know exactly who's at the door or who's calling you. I don't have a problem with that. I think that's pretty good. And then one of the businesses to benefit from this COVID mess and people staying at home is a product that has never really done that well, but it is now, and it's boxed wine. I don't know about wine. I don't care about wine, but the idea of wine in a box to me is I don't think
it typically gets a bad rap.
I don't think it should be in a box.
I just can't tell the difference. I'm not a big
drinker.
I don't think
if you poured me a glass of a bottle of wine and a box, I could tell. Yeah. It's just that if I know it came out of a box, automatically, psychologically, I'd go, nah, that's not any good. I don't want
that. Yeah.
All right. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I know that I have not told this joke since we've been here. We've been here over 3 years. And it's one of those jokes that I've known since I was in high school, and for whatever reason, I just kind of forgot it, and then it came back to me. So here we go. First time at this station. Young guy in his mid-20s walks into a bar, steps up, takes his seat at the stool, tells the bartender, he says, I'll have a glass of champagne. Make it good champagne, not the cheapest stuff in the house. Decent champagne. Bartender says, coming right up. The guy sits there by himself. He drinks it down pretty fast. He goes, I'll have another glass of champagne. Bartender gives him another glass of champagne. He drinks it, and he says, make it three. Bartender says, well, three glasses of champagne. Must be celebrating something. And the guy says, yeah, I am. He says, you know, I met somebody about a month ago. So we've been together, as I said, about a month. And, last night I experienced my first DJ, and the bartender says, all right, well, good for you. I'll tell you what, fourth glass of champagne on the house. That's a big night, first DJ. The guy says, nah, three should do it. That should get the taste out of my mouth.
Oh, get a check on traffic with Tori Lyons.
This report is sponsored by Unbound.org. Right now, there are young people across the world facing a tough choice. Continue their dream of education or drop out to help their family put food on the table. You can help change their future. See how far your support can go at Unbound.org. Accident northbound 170 between Olive and Page is cleared. Then you're bumper to bumper northbound 170 Airport Road to a crash westbound 270 before Lindbergh. Westbound 270 backing up at New Florissant. Heavy eastbound 70 at 141 accident or a stall reported westbound 70 at 79. Incident on the right shoulder westbound 64 near Boone's Crossing and an accident eastbound 44 at Lindbergh. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
590 The Fan and TMA are happy to announce registration for our Lemmings Open Golf Tournament on Friday, October 23rd, presented by Michelob Ultra, GFI Digital, Dense Express, and STL Digital Media. Course and tickets will be $600, covering golf and cart for four players, lunch and booze. The tournament will get started with a 10:30 shotgun start. Get your tickets now. This is a first-come, first-served event. Go to eventbrite.com and search Lemmings Open to sign up today, or click the link to register on the 590thefan.com homepage. Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. They are proud to announce their 2020 Train Special, the same system they're installing in my home. This state-of-the-art system includes a 16 SEER rated air conditioner and a variable speed furnace to remove humidity, balance out temperature differences, and make your home more comfortable. Available with financing terms you can't beat. For more information, contact the official HVAC company of the morning after, Design Air Heating and Cooling, at designair.net.
It's tough keeping up with the evolving technology of today's business environment.
GFI Digital has you covered, offering the latest in copiers, managed print, and customized IT solutions for every business need. At GFI Digital, we make technology simple.
This is 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
This is our Friday slop. It's a pleasure to be joined by Charles Tuna Edwards and Andy Strickland.
It's just like Andy and I here at the slop. We don't force the funk on a nasty dunk. We just do it, okay?
Force the funk.
On a nasty dunk. We just do it.
It's just real.
It's just real. We're real, man.
You may...
You're like a rod reel when you fish with
You may agree. You may disagree.
It's only here on 590 The Fan.
I don't know about you, but I'm anxious to see what's shaking in the world of Hollywood. This is the guy that's going to tell us. His name is Mike Evans. He's in Dallas, Texas. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're next door to each other. They're in Chesterfield Valley, east of most of the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. They're closed only on Monday. And gift cards are a great idea. Not just because we're coming into the holiday season, but they sell gift cards every single day. It totals up to thousands of gift cards a year. And if you're going to dine at Annie Gunn's, you will need reservations. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market present Mike Evans. Whoa, you have a full 7 minutes. Go.
I don't have anything to talk about today.
Okay. Well, Mike Evans, everybody. Yes, you do. You always have something to talk about.
I got something to talk about. I got a love nugget to tell you about. I think this could be, in 2021, the hottest love couple in Hollywood.
Okay.
Bella Hadid.
No idea who that is.
And Duke Nicholson.
I have no idea who that is.
Very, very serious, and I wouldn't be surprised if they are married soon. Well, let me enlighten you. Bella Hadid was the model of the year in 2016.
Whoa.
Good breeding. Her mother, Yolanda, was the model of the year 20 years ago. She's also the face of Dior. If you ever see Dior makeup, she is the model who is their spokesperson. Her best friends are Kendall Jenner and Hailey Baldwin Bieber. She's taking acting lessons. She's assigned to do a couple of movies. Her soon-to-be official fiancé is Duke Nicholson, who is Jack Nicholson's grandson. Duke was really good in the movie Us. He is co-starring with Gary Oldman, Armie Hammer, and Greg Kinnear in Dreamland about the inside war against opiates. And by the way, a little update on Jack Nicholson. Jack, 83 years old, been retired now 10 years, never shows up in public, and is suffering from severe Alzheimer's disease.
Well, you know, I talked to him this morning, Jack Nicholson.
You're kidding.
I did, and... Yeah, he pretty much said what you've already told us. He confirmed that he's not in the best of health. And I asked him, I said, Jack, it has to perk you up a little bit when you see that smoking hot chick that your grandson is with. And, well, here's what he said.
Oh, hell yeah. I love it when they come around, you know. Everything just goes right out the window, and I'm like, shwing, hey, baby, come on over to Uncle Jack.
Yeah, that's wow. Still Jack Nicholson.
That's Jack, all right. Yeah. I think I heard that somewhere else on another station.
No, Mike, you wouldn't have. It's exclusive.
No, right
really?
Here.
Only here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Promise you an update on Simon Cowell. Okay, here's the deal. Not only has he not been walking 10,000 steps a day, he's been bedridden about 50% of the time. He will be bedridden for the next 3 months about 50% of the time. He needs at least one, maybe two more back surgeries, and he has kidney problems due to that accident he had, too. Simon Cowell, not doing well at all.
I wonder who came up with that term and why we use it.
Here it comes.
No, nothing's coming. bedridden. That implies that you're being ridden by a bed. That's just a stupid dump.
So is this all
he's
from,
bedridden?
Didn't he fell off a bike, right? A bicycle?
I have a motorbike.
A motorbike, okay.
Yeah. And now he's bedridden. Wow. He's ridden by a bed.
Riding to bed, homie. Riding to bed. Mm-hmm. TV news, Drew Barrymore. Her TV talk show started strong, great guests, nice warm feeling, but boy, it's turned into an overreaching forced laugh track, almost in a panic mode. The ratings have slipped badly. Drew just keeps getting worse every day. She seems lost. Have you seen the show?
I saw bits and pieces of it, and the little that I saw, I just thought, this is just not going to make it, because it did look forced. It looked unnatural, like she was not really completely comfortable, but she was trying really hard to look comfortable, if that makes sense.
What's it on?
Yeah, exactly.
What's it on?
NBC.
Oh.
I think it's NBC. Huge TV / movie news. Listen up. Listen up. Eddie Murphy's Coming to America sequel, or prequel, actually, was scheduled for theater release early next year. However...
And there's always a however in life.
I like the way you do that, homie. I like
Thank
that
you.
A lot.
Thank
Now it appears that it's going to be sold to Amazon Prime and will be streaming. Uh-huh. And there's more. John Krasinski's Quiet Place 2 was scheduled for June theater release. It will also go to on-demand streaming.
Okay, I saw Quiet Place. I can't envision or imagine how you'd have a Quiet Place 2. What? I don't get that. I don't know how they put that.
I thought it was a good movie, homie.
I didn't say it wasn't a good movie. I can't imagine how you have another one.
I think this one focuses primarily on his wife dealing with the fact that she's got a new baby, and she's trying to, like, leave the house that got torn up from the monsters and then
But that's
find
kind of still
way.
The same story.
Yeah, it's still
Let's
kind of the same.
Let's all try to be
characters.
Quiet so we don't get hurt. Same
pretty,
story.
Right, pretty much.
Top-rated TV game show of all times. And guess what it is?
Wheel of Fortune.
Nope.
Oh. Jeopardy?
Nope.
Okay, of all time.
Match Game.
Price is Right.
The Price is Right.
Oh,
way to go, Tim.
I'll say the Price is Right.
Way to go, Lyman.
And they are returning to production with a redesigned safe coronavirus set, but with no audience.
And Bob Barker's still alive, and guess how old he is?
He has to be 90-something.
He's 100.
What?
Wow. 100?
Whoa.
Is he really?
Bob. That's the funniest
thing.
No
audience. How the hell did he do the show with no audience? How does that work?
I don't know, but when he beats Happy Gilmore up.
I was just thinking about that, yeah.
That's a funny scene in that movie.
96. I read a New York Post caption that says, here's how 100-year-old Bob Barker lives, but he's only 96.
So you lied to our audience.
I'm misinformed.
So you lied.
A lie implies intent.
Now people are wondering, what can we believe?
You know what? That's called fake news. That's called fake news.
I am very proud of myself for correcting myself.
What the hell?
I think that was Donald Trump after a horrific car accident.
It was the Down syndrome version of Donald
Trump. No. Oh, here, okay. Here, button, blimey. Button.
What happened? What did he say?
Is that inappropriate? My
Well, we have someone in our family who has that in the family. And,
okay.
Yeah.
You made fun of me. I'm sorry. I was rattled.
All right. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mike.
Dodgers are down 2-0 in the National League Divisional Playoffs.
Not anymore.
But they scored 11 runs in the top of the first inning this evening.
Whoa.
The Cardinals did that last year. They scored 10 in the first inning against Atlanta. They broke the Cardinals record.
Oh, shoot, Limey, look what time it is. What happened to us?
Oh, my God.
We blew it. Your time was up 40 seconds ago. We got carried away. Go.
My bad.
We got lost. I'm going to speak over the singing because we're running late. I just want to take a moment to say thank you for being with us. Remind you that tomorrow in the 4 o'clock hour, Scott Sherman will be here, attorney at law, help you with free legal advice, and that is a tremendously successful segment. I hope you get in tomorrow for that. Other than that, thank you for being with us. We hope you're with us again tomorrow, and have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My
my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, dear.
Hi, Dan. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
The Illinois Fighting Illini play here, the home of the Fighting Illini in St. Louis.
KFNS Wood River, St. Louis.
Telling Yahoo Sports, Alabama's game against Georgia this weekend will not change, while Saturday's LSU-Florida contest will move to December 12th because of a COVID-19 outbreak within the Gator football team. Meanwhile, in baseball, the Dodgers, down 2-0 in the NLCS to the Braves, are now on a scoring spree, putting up 11 runs in the first inning in Game 3. L.A. is emasculating Atlanta, now 12-0 in the second inning. Max Muncy a grand slam, also Jock Peterson a three-run jack. I'm Brian Fenley.
Fox Sports Radio's Odd Couple. One guy's married, one guy is divorced.